The Net of Light Meditation.
Begin by thinking of a radiant net of light that covers the earth, spreading farther than your eye can see. Covers the earth from above, from below, penetrates all land masses, all bodies of water, everything. Penetrates all buildings, all people, rocks, lakes, fields, factories, highways, everything is held and cradled in the net of light. This is the great net of light that will hold the earth during the times of change which have come now. It will hold the earth steady while the energies of yin and yang shift on earth. It will hold you steady while all this change takes place. So just think of the net of light now and go forward onto it. And somewhere where two of the strands come together will be a place that will feel right for you. And when you find it, sit down there, rest, and let the net of light hold you. Breathe light in from the net of light. And as you do that, light radiates throughout your body, mind, organism, filling every part of you with light. And as you exhale, this radiance floods throughout the fabric of the net of light, flooding in every direction, sending light, strengthening the net of light. The net of light feeds you, and you feed the net of light. There is a two-way flow of love and gratitude between you and this net of light, this great fabric of being that holds the universe. The grandmothers say that the net of light is lit by the jewel of the heart. It is your own heart that powers the net of light. And from this radiance, which is always in your heart, light pours forth throughout the net of light, blessing everything on earth, blessing everything throughout the universe. And then once it's sent out, it comes back to you. So the blessing goes out, the blessing comes in. It's like the tide, the wave of light goes out, and the light pours back into you. Now we begin to think of our union with one another in the net of light, our hearts linked in love, our hearts linked in light, our union with one another, our union with all the great beings of light, our union with all the great places on earth that are lighted, the sacred places on earth, the sacred beings, many of whom are on earth, many of whom are working with the earth now during these times of change. We also think of the ancestors of the light, those who may no longer be in physical form, but whose hearts are linked with ours, who desire the highest good for all life, just as we do. And this power of our union magnifies the strength and beauty of the net of light, so that it can more easily do its job of holding the earth steady. The grandmothers have asked that every time we meet, we work with the net of light, and we do this for ourselves, and we do this for everything that lives, and this we gladly do. So now we just think of casting the radiant net wherever it is needed. We ask that the net of light embrace suffering everywhere, wherever there is a sense of separation, wherever there is a sense of I'm not good enough, wherever there is depletion, the net of light fills these places, these beings, these situations with light. And and fills us as well. We cannot help one another without helping ourselves. We cannot help ourselves without helping one another. So this two-way flow of love and gratitude is magnified, multiplied throughout the cosmos. We cast the net of light to the family of humanity everywhere, including all the leaders of this world, including people everywhere. And we include in this those who are no longer living and those who will soon to be born and come into this planet. We ask that each one be blessed and held in light and given what they most need. We cast the net of light to the animal kingdom, asking that every animal receive what they most need now and be held in this radiant blessing of light. And we cast the net of light to the plant kingdom. And we cast to the mineral kingdom. And we cast now to everything that lives, asking that this radiant spreading of the light, deepening of the light, go on and on and on. And together we ask, may everyone in all the worlds be happy. May everyone in all the worlds be happy. May everyone in all the worlds be